During pregnancy, women are told to avoid alcohol because there's no safe level of use. New research has found that even very small amounts of exposure can lead to a baby growing up to experiment with alcohol at a very young age. This behaviour is known as sipping, when a child has small sips from their mum or dad's drink. And while it might seem harmless, it increases their risk of problem drinking later in life. Brianna Leeds is a researcher at the Matilda Centre for Research in Mental Health and Substance Use at the University of Sydney. Tell us about this alcohol sipping study. I mean, it's both fascinating and horrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, it was quite a surprising finding. We looked at the relationship between alcohol use during pregnancy and the likelihood of the children experimenting with alcohol by the age of 10. There's other data to suggest that if children begin sipping and experimenting with alcohol at a young age, they're more likely to go on to experiment more heavily with alcohol throughout their teenage years. So to go on to binge drink at a young age. And we also know from other studies that if kids are binge drinking at a young age, they're actually more likely to then go on to have an alcohol use disorder at some time in their life.
And just describe the behaviour. What does it look like?
So this can just be, you know, a sip of alcohol. It could be from their parents' drink. It could be at a friend's place. It's just, you know, having a sip of a glass of wine or a beer.
This is a child who, you know, you might have taken your children to an adult party, an adult lunch, and the kids are off playing in the garden, but a kid comes in and surreptitiously has a sip of beer on the table or something like that, or there's a wine glass there and you find the child having a little taste.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so sort of that out. That's what sipping is, and you're looking at it in relation to the exposure of a woman to alcohol during pregnancy and around the time of conception. How reliable is that sort of question? Because people might not want to admit to drinking alcohol around about time of pregnancy.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge in this research. And we were also asking them, you know, to think retrospectively about alcohol that they consumed in the past. But the parents are sort of told that this is confidential information, it's not going to be linked back to them, and this sort of data is really helpful to understand this relationship. But there are definitely some barriers around self-report data as well.
So given those caveats, tell us what you found.
So we found that any level of alcohol use during pregnancy, so even low levels, having one or two standard drinks per occasion, was associated with a greater likelihood of that child experimenting with alcohol by the age of 10. So they were about 1.7 times more likely than a child who wasn't exposed to alcohol in utero. We found it was more to do with the length of time that the mother was drinking. So if a mother drank low or heavy levels during the early stages of pregnancy and then stopped, those children had a similar level of increased risk. Whereas if a mother consumed one or two drinks sort of here and there throughout the entire pregnancy, it was actually those children who had the highest likelihood of going on to sip alcohol by age 10.
It could be that a mother who drinks throughout pregnancy has a genetic tendency to alcohol, or the child's born into an environment where there's more alcohol around. There could be something different about mothers who drink during pregnancy than mothers who don't, which predispose the child to sipping rather than the alcohol itself.
Yeah. The levels of alcohol use we were looking at in the pregnant mothers was really quite low. So it ranged from one standard drink throughout the entire 9 months all the way up to 90 standard drinks. So overall, that isn't a huge amount of alcohol. But in the analyses, you know, because it was such a big data set, it meant we could look at a number of different factors that might have been a confounding factor that was contributing to the relationship. We know that alcohol use disorder runs in families and problems with alcohol use runs in families. So we tried to eliminate those children. And we also accounted for a number of birth-related factors and their environmental factors too.
So as much as you could statistically, you've pinned it down to the alcohol rather than another factor.
Yes, yeah.
So what could the explanation be that you've change the brain of the baby in the womb?
There's a few, I guess, hypotheses around this, and we definitely need more research. One possibility is that the brain has been impacted. We know that out of all of the organs in the body, the brain is most impacted by alcohol when the fetus is in the womb. Another option is to do with genetics, and we have found that there is a relationship there where a baby who's been exposed to alcohol, the structure of their brain is developing differently to a baby who or a child who wasn't exposed to alcohol. And that does appear to be a contributing factor, but it's extremely likely, and it's definitely the case, that other genetic factors would also be contributing to that relationship as well.
And the bottom line is that the relative risk was 1.7, so it was 70% more likely, but it's not, you're not condemning a child necessarily to sipping and a lifetime of abnormal alcohol use, but it does increase the risk.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you've looked at the psychological, behavioural and neurodevelopmental outcomes in children with the same questions being asked of the mothers.
We looked at a range of different outcomes, so looked at their brain development, so brain structure and also function, so how well the brain communicates. And then we also looked at mental health outcomes such as anxiety, depression, aggression levels, and also impulsivity.
And what did you find?
Again, any level of drinking during pregnancy was associated with emotional and behavioural problems in the children. These kids who were exposed even to one or two drinks per occasion, they showed higher levels of anxiety, of depression. They had more attention problems, were more likely to have a diagnosis of ADHD, and they were more impulsive and aggressive as well. And the interesting part was that it was a graded dose effect. So the more the child was exposed to alcohol, the more significant and severe the findings. So in terms of ADHD and oppositional defiant disorder, these kids were about 30% more likely to have a diagnosis than unexposed kids.
Researcher Brianna Lees from the Matilda Centre at the University of Sydney.